Hello, hello, hello. It's Anne-Marie Dulebon. Today is July 14th, 2014, and I had a couple of really cool conversations over the weekend. They were centered around Ironman training and racing, and people were talking to me about how I had given a TED Talk about my Ironman journey, and some have encouraged me to give a podcast, and I thought, you know what? I started my career in radio, loved working in radio, so I am going to take on podcasting. So today is my very first podcast number one. Hello. And you know, today is also a Monday. I happen to think Mondays are hands down the best day of the week. First of all, I was born on a Monday, so you know, you don't need any other excuses to make Mondays a good day. But also, Mondays to me are like starting the week with a clean slate. You know, it's all brand new. A lot of cool things can happen. Some people don't embrace that kind of philosophy. I get it. Some Mondays are tough for people. But, you know, toughness comes because of two reasons. One is you've either had a fabulous, fun weekend like I did, and I'm mentally, physically tired right now, and the phone keeps ringing, or you don't want to embrace your Monday because it's a little overwhelming. Work is chaotic and there's a lot to do. Well, let me tell you something. Whether you are mentally and physically tired because you had too much fun or because it's just overwhelmingly chaotic, the process to moving beyond all of that is the same, because it's like racing Ironman. You're going to be mentally and physically and spiritually exhausted at some point during that race. But the process is the same to get through it. You know what? It comes down to two things. One is focus, and number two is discipline. And those two little acts can bring a great sense of joy. And joy brings a great sense of peace. And having peace and joy is what I call thriving. And that's what I'm talking about. Embracing a peaceful, powerful, joyful, thriving life. So here's what I do when I need to focus and I need discipline. I focus on my little priority list. I don't have more than three things on my priority list, and then I don't multitask. I focus on the toughest thing that needs to be done. I do that one first, because nothing feels better than looking at a really difficult project, tackling it, making it happen, and getting past it. The other thing I also have to remember is that food is energy. Oh, it's so common sense, but it's so easy to grab a chocolate chip cookie. I'm front of line. I love, love, love chocolate chip cookies, but I got to remember, if I'm drained mentally, physically, spiritually, I got to put good things in my body. So food is energy. Eat well, hydrate. Also, throughout the day, you want to schedule some time to re-energize. Now, for me, lunchtime, I'm swimming. I know a lot of people don't have the resources to do that, nor do they have the desire to do that. That's cool. That's fine. But you know what? Do something to re-energize your mind and your body and your spirit. Take a 10-minute walk. Have a nice cup of, you know, green tea. Or if you have a crazy meeting, find some quiet spot, whether it's in a park, in your car, a little corner in the office, doesn't matter. Find a quiet spot to have your own little meditation retreat. Make it 5, 10, 15 minutes, whatever it takes. Find a way to clear the clutter of your mind and regroup. And lastly, you want to finish your day strong by preparing for tomorrow. That means to prioritize the day, clean your desk, recharge your car, put the gym bag in the car before the day ends, make your lunch before the day ends, whatever it takes. It's those little details. Think about it. By embracing little details, show that you love the challenge of the day, of making your day joyful, peaceful, powerful, thriving. So when life is overwhelming, make little positive, productive changes, and that will bring you joy and peace and help you thrive in life. Always try to thrive. That's the goal. Always try to thrive. Always try to thrive. Enjoy. I hope this, my number one podcast, helped you, and that it's productive for you, and that you really enjoy your day. Take care.